Members of immigrants' rights group Voices de la Frontera say the Real ID Act needs to be reassessed. They say under Real ID, legal immigrants without social security numbers can't have a driver's license. Christine Newman Ortiz is with Voices de la Frontera. She says Real ID creates safety issues because unlicensed drivers will still drive.
It doesn't deal with immigration. All it does is create this other consequence, which is it jeopardizes public safety.
Newman Ortiz says since the state requires everyone with a driver's license to have a social security number, she would at least like to see a provision for a driver's license certificate passed. The proposed certificate would allow those who don't qualify for a driver's license to drive and have insurance. It couldn't be used to board airplanes or enter federal buildings. Representative Jim Sensenbrenner says Real ID needs to be upheld because it's necessary for Homeland Security. He says it's a public safety issue as well as an anti-terrorism issue.
Real ID implemented a recommendation of the 9/11 Commission after they found that the 19 hijackers had a pocket full of driver's licenses issued by five separate states, not including Wisconsin. Real ID is based on two principles. One, no driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. And second, one driver's license per person.
Sensenbrenner says it prevents someone with an invalid license from going to another state to get a new one. Governor Doyle didn't leave room for Real ID in this year's budget because he says he's waiting to see what happens on the federal level. Victoria Caswell, Wisconsin Public Radio.